Adam Sandler, when he was like the Uncut Gems era, and then when he didn't win, he went on some like independent, like small award show that he did and just went full Sandler voice, like did a whole fucking acceptance speech.
That's hilarious. Did he do like the acceptance speeches like Whitey from
Dude, it was like Billy Madison voice, like Mr. Penguin voice.
Thank you so much for giving me an award. I'm very grateful for what you've done for me. I will cherish it forever and ever.
What in tarnation?
I had the I don't know if this is what they're called, like Pillow Pals. It was like the wrestlers that were like, it was like a three.
Yes, oh, yeah.
Dude, we used to beat the fuck out of those things, dude. We'd jump off the top bunk and fucking like, we would hurt ourselves a lot, but those things took the fucking.
We would build like a blanket mat in the living room, like pillows and blankets, and then layer more blankets on top of that and make like a mat, and we would jump off the furniture and shit. And
my brother did that. But with me instead of a pillow pal.
Oh, me and my, it was me and down, my brother like, and the pillow pals. Everybody was getting
my brother
the business.
Was 6 years older than I was, so I was just getting a business.
If being cockeyed isn't genetic, that's exactly how I got this way.
Just had head trauma. Yeah, moderate trauma.
My dad has a lazy eye. Period. I just wanted to make sure everybody knows my dad has a lazy eye. It's real. It ain't had a job since the 70s.
We used to wrestle body pillows.
Yeah.
Yep.
Like, we would take my buddy's mom had body pillows on her bed, and we'd take them, and we'd go on the trampoline.
Mine. And we got to beat the shit out of this real quick.
And we would move the trampoline next to, like, this old swing set, and we would jump off the top, like, onto the body pillows, do, like, swanton bombs.
It's crazy. That's before we learned that you could fuck the pillows. We just used to beat the shit out of them.
I was going to say, we'd take the pillows and be like, we're going to go wrestle with these, and mom would be like, just don't fuck them.
Be like, wait, you can do that?
I think that's the loss of innocence, right? Where do you go from wrestling the pillow and give it the swanton bomb, and then it feels a little bit too good when you're getting up.
Yeah, well, I was trying to put that body pillow in a sleeper hold, and then
I got it.
Put me in a hold.
Do you have a favorite wrestler?
I came to ravishing me? Yeah. Rude,
I liked, my favorite wrestler was Chris Benoit.
Okay.
Oof.
Yep.
R.I.P.
What is that do? Like, how did that play into your development?
Oh, I quit wrestling after all that. Or I quit watching wrestling after all that happened.
Yeah.
But yeah, I was like, he's the best. He's my favorite.
Yeah, it sucks when you figure out who your heroes are. Right?
Yeah, I was like 13, just like,
as a household, we stopped watching wrestling when DDP turned on Bill Goldberg and ended his streak.
Holy shit. As a household,
to my dad, that was the equivalent of like those people who stopped watching football when Colin Kaepernick took a knee. He was like, enough is enough.
I'm putting my foot there.
We didn't wrestle pillows though. We built an actual like wrestling ring in my grandparents' backyard. And then all the neighborhood kids would come over and we'd be going off the clotheslines that we put together.
You were those videos we saw in the early days of the internet.
So what was the worst injury sustained in the wrestling ring there?
I've fractured my ankle pretty bad.
Fuck.
Yeah.
Anybody get it worse than you?
No.
Again, nobody flew out of the ring. Nobody.
I mean, a couple of
kids. No casualties.
Couple concussions.
So you guys weren't doing death matches in the backyard.
You guys weren't really trying, is what I'm hearing.
We hit my friend with a chair once.
We did the chair.
A folded up chair.
Boom.
Oh, dude, my brother did that with one of his friends, but he hit him with a camping chair that was like in the cylinder position. Yeah. And it's like, that's just regular assault, bud.
I have a buddy.
You just hit him with four police batons at once.
I have a buddy down here who's a professional wrestler, and he does this
micro
series called Micro. Like I could probably take him.
Macro wrestling, dude.
But he does a series called Barroom Blitz, and they just literally have wrestling matches at a bar. So the first time I ever saw him do this was at the Cobra, of course, because why wouldn't it be?
Yeah, makes
and
sense.
It was a hardcore show inside, And then there were matches in between. And they were beating the shit out of each other inside with light bulbs. Like, industrial. Dude, they,
like for wrestling.
I don't know how much, yeah, I don't know how much those things cost, but they break a lot of them always. And so then he dragged the dude outside, threw him off the balcony, like onto the patio, which is not a large balcony, but
it's not.
Then he like did a flip onto him, and then they just went like bulb for bulb, band for band, and then he put an entire box worth. I guess they're like kind of like taped together. He put it on top of him and like did a backflip onto him.
Oh my god!
And then after the fight, he went inside and he covered Break Stuff by Limp Bizkit with one of the bands. And it was like the hardest thing I've ever seen. And I was like, yo, was like, what's up? And there's like glass. Pieces of light bulb coming out of his fucking head.
Oh my God.
And he's like all bloodied up. And I'm like, oh, like, selfie. And I was wearing wife beater, which now you probably think I maybe wear 100% of the time. But I got to the bar and somebody's like, yo, what the? Are you okay? Covered in blood.
Yeah. Then you, did you get to be like a badass and be like, oh, it's not my blood?
You should see the other guy. That is my friend and also covered in blood. That's and has light bulbs
on his
thing
ever. Yeah. Yeah. That's sick.
Also, could you imagine just like your buddy just being like, oh, hey, come have a drink with me at this bar. And you're just sitting there drinking and he's like, hey, hold on, I'll be right back.
Hey, check
and
this out.
It's a guy with his beer bottle and then starts grabbing light bulbs and you're just like, what's happening?
Come watch me perform,
dude. I got a show.
Yeah. Hey, I got a 5-minute set. You should check out.
Check this out.
That's crazy.
Dude, he's got one coming up the end of this month, and he's doing. So I don't think I'm fairly confident that the death matches that they do aren't death matches, but he has a death match on a Saturday, and then he's flying home to Nashville for like a brawl situation with like 8 other wrestlers on a Sunday. Back to back.
Holy
and then
shit.
A flight like, from California.
They're not really death
should
matches.
Be matches when that comes through. That's.
I believe that it's the 26th of this month at Vinyl Lounge. Not Vinyl. Yeah, Vinyl Lounge.
Okay. Dog, if a death
you crazy if it's a record
match.
Store, they're just breaking records over each other.
I want to. I'm gonna be there.
Yeah, that would be.
Well, it's also it's a hardcore show too, so it's gonna be sick. It's gonna be crazy. Yeah.
Let's go.
I'll get you the info after this. Like, make sure I'm 100% on it. But I believe it's the 26th.
That is pretty badass. But also a death match that isn't a death match.
Not anymore. Hey, it's 2024, man.
Yeah, but that would be like going to midget back. Wrestling, and it's like, hey, we don't actually have any little people, but we have some short guys.
Yeah, they're under. Yeah. They're, what is that? What is that? You know? What do they say? Under 4'11" is legally a midget. So yeah, they're legal midgets.
We got a couple
not.
5-footers out here though. You know, we got it there.
Legal midgets.
Legal midget wrestling.
Did you guys know that Danny DeVito
illegal
has
midget wrestling? Is just wrestling.
Did you know Danny DeVito is technically
no, I was
a midget.
Really? What?
Danny DeVito is a little person, and he has dwarfism. He actually has, he's their king. He has to be like the most famous one.
He's top of
king.
Top of the dude chain
the short
for,
king.
For dwarves.
Yeah,
yeah, he has to be.
He's their Jesus.
Dinklage, who do you think got more money?
Oh, Danny DeVito for sure.
Yeah. Just because he's been in the game much longer.
Well, what are his business ventures, man? Dinklage was on fucking Game of Thrones.
Yeah, but
DeVito's probably double Dinklage.
Doug, I'm just saying, there's 8 seasons of Game of Thrones and there's 21 seasons.
Yeah. Okay, hey, debate over. Sorry, Dink.
Yeah. Not to mention the 3-decade-long movie career.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oof.
Yeah, he's been in the game longer, I bet. I mean, I'm sure, like, over time, Peter Dinklage will probably amass more.
Maybe not, man. Seems like he's fading out.
I don't know, dude.
He made a weird decision years back on a period piece.
I literally just
that
bought.
Was not stellar.
What did you say?
He took a bad role. I'm going to butcher the name of it, but it was a period piece. It's like an old story, but basically, a member of royalty is, like, in love with. Somebody had tried to communicate, and he's the one writing the letters, right? Is this story ringing a bell for anybody? So then she finds out that she's fallen in love with.
I remember
and
the
then
movie.
Society's not ready for it. I don't remember what it's called.
Yeah, I don't remember. I remember seeing the ads and stuff for it, and then nobody talked about it. And it was like, oh, it was one of those.
He's like, I've been in castles for the last like decade. Oh, let's do this one. And maybe not. Dude.
Not a good castle.
Yeah. Well, what's his name? The dad Lannister from Game of Thrones, the older guy.
I've never watched Game of Thrones.
Oh, no spoilers. Yeah, I'm saving that one. Saving the show. I haven't seen it.
No, the actor. I can't think of his name. He's the same thing. He's been in everything with a castle for like 40 years.
Sometimes you just get comfortable in the castle,
I think. Hey, king in the castle, king in the castle.
Can't go back.
It's hard to step out. It just, it's like, man, it's a fix. I need my, like, you know, you can't get enough. Once you get in the castle, you just got to get back.
Man, it's like, I miss the old chamber pot.
Is he a straight white dude?
Yeah.
Of course he likes being in a castle, dude.
Yeah, of course. He goes to medieval times.
Hand and foot. Off, he's just drinking the wine.
He always plays
out,
like a lord or a king or something. Yeah, always royalty. You're right.
It's in his blood.
Right. It's why people make movies based off old books. They literally comb through books.
Mickey Mouse is public domain now.
What?
Isn't Mickey Mouse public domain?
I struggle to see a world where any original Disney character is public domain.
Something Disney just did become public domain.
Maybe Steamboat Willie.
Maybe
Steamboat Willie.
Pervert. On a boat.
Yeah.
With another animal.
Mm.
His name's Willie.
Cyclical. You see the way his lips move? Come on.
Oh, God.
You fuck with Disney movies?
Oh,
What a question. Yo, you fuck with Disney movies?
I gotta find out. I like it. Measure a man. Maybe you're not a Disney adult, but you fuck with the movies.
My mom's a
maybe you like the OG
Disney
ones,
adult.
Maybe you like the Pixar joints.
Yeah, I mean, I don't really watch them anymore, but my mom
sounds like you do.
Super Disney. Super Disney.
What was your favorite one as a kid?
It's called Can of Worms. It was a Disney Channel movie.
Okay.
It's about this kid who would like draw comic books. And from like dreams he had, and they were like real. It was like about aliens invading and all this
it
shit.
Was,
it was like, all real.
Oh, what was it? It was based off of some guy.
Excuse me.
Was it Bruce Coville or R.L. Stine or one of those guys?
Oh, yeah, maybe R.L. Stine. But it was, I mean, it was awesome. Love that movie.
R.L. Stine, Goosebumps guy.
Yeah.
Goosebumps guy.
Freak.
Yeah. Dude, I used to love watching the Goosebumps little shows.
We love the king, dude.
I mean, we love him, but he's a creepy fella, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you ever read it, there's a whole child orgy.
There is, yeah.
Yeah.
Really?
Terrifying.
And it's like, oh, you wrote that as like a 30-year-old man.
He was fucked up for a lot of that. He's got a great book called On Writing where it's kind of just like loosely autobiographical.
Mm-hmm.
So like a nice training tool for any creative. He talks about all the dark shit that he went through. Basically Cujo, and he like went on a bender and came out with that crazy ass fucking book about that dog. Then he went sober.
I'm not familiar with Cujo.
Cujo was wild. I read that when I was like 13, 14. I was, I was pretty young to read Cujo.
It's about not letting us read that.
It's about a dog.
So you're not
demon rabies.
No, not.
They probably burned that fucker here.
Yeah.
Burning a book. What a crazy fucking thing.
Ain't been a movie about it?
Cujo,
yeah.
But the movie.
Not a great one.
The movie does nothing that the book does.
Yeah.
The book is insane.
So Stephen King, like a fucking weird guy.
No, man, he just likes to write this shit.
Well, it's like
he's a weirdo.
Yeah. You think Bryce stinks? Like he smells bad, probably.
You know what? I don't know.
Probably one of those.
I feel like that's something that people would know about him by now. He goes to like every Red Sox game, so people might start talking about his owner. He might be bidding at this point.
Like, yo, hey, he wrote his good books, but God damn, he stinks. Have you ever seen that guy when he sees a woman?
Yeah, some of the best artists are just stinky dudes.
He's a mouth breather. You know, he just pants real heavy. You know?
He's a lobby lurker, dude. King was definitely a lobby lurker.
Man. Sure.
He's the first one in, last one out of high school, you know, just sitting there.
Just sitting there panting.
Principal's like, how are you getting home today, Steve? He's like,
oh, when you like to know, huh?
He was under the bleachers trying to sniff the seats.
That's pretty specific. You ever seen Misery? Movie?
Oh, yeah.
That's like the most accurate.
Peak
like,
Kathy
best.
Bates.
Oh, dude, psycho. James Caan, too. Which he wrote, like, he was in a big, like, car accident. Like, almost died. And then he wrote that one. The hobbling scene in the book is a lot more graphic.
Oh,
I haven't read Misery.
Oh, he gets, well, can't spoil it, but you should
read it.
That's bad. Because it's not just broken ankles.
Oof.
Well, like in Cujo, the book, like what they don't really cover in the movie, like in the book, the dog doesn't just have rabies. The dog is like possessed.
Yeah.
By like something evil. In the movie, it's just a dog with rabies.
I think there's maybe an allusion to evil in the book or in the movie.
A little.
Not as much as the book, though.
No, yeah, nowhere close. It's like the dog is being driven by an entity in the book.
Yeah, which is
big-ass dog.
I think an allegory for addiction.
Being like ratatouille by like a demon.
Yeah,
oh,
I mean,
that's deep. Yeah, I see.
He did go on a bender before he wrote it.
Yeah, I'm being controlled by something evil and bigger than myself.
Honestly, sometimes that inspires best art. Got to get out to get in.
That's deep.
Yeah, that's like the down the rabbit hole shit.
A little meditating.
I think it's like the opposite of meditation. It's just complete absence. I'm not here. It's just channeling. Just your conscious only, like, by breath and, like, innate behaviors, blinking and shit.
It is the absence of meditation. Because, like, the whole point of meditation, you're right, is to not think anything. And the whole point of what we're talking about is to dive all the way into thought and forget your physical form.
Yeah. Just thoughts.
Damn. What do you call that?
A bender.
What do you call that? Heavy drug use.
Getting into it. Yeah, I've never fucking just done, like, you know, just got, like, focus on my thought. I try to get all thought out of my brain.
No, go ahead.
Because I'm always thinking. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, my brain's constantly moving. So, like, I yearn for fucking silence. See, like, in my brain, silence.
Yeah, but that's the worst thing, because silence doesn't give you that. Silence gives you the loudest, like, internal narrative that you have. You just sit there and get lost in it.
Yeah, but, dude, that's that driving shit we were talking about.
Yeah.
And before, that's why I like driving. Dude, I'll drive, like, hours and hours in silence. No radio, no nothing.
Raw dog in the road?
Yeah.
Raw dog in the road of my own thoughts.
My dad was always like that, and I never fucking got it as a kid. He's like, I'm always thinking about shit. He's like, this is a distraction. And now, like, I drive in silence more often than not.
Mm-hmm. Well, because now you're, like, you're like, tapped into the creative. Like, when I'm driving in silence, I'm thinking about jokes or thinking about something I want to write or, like, just, oh, that's a sign for, like, a weird thing. What if I worked in a store?
Yeah, it's inspiration.
Here?
I mean, it's also, I don't know, for me, because it's, like, music is the format. It's, like, I don't really get to listen to music anymore the way that I used to. It's like I hear it and it sounds like a crazy person thing. And I had a writer tell me that when I started, like, getting back into the music thing. And I was like, that's kind of crazy. I don't listen to music. I listen to podcasts. I listen to silence. And I listen to the demos that I'm actively working on. And then when I got, like, into it, I can't listen to music. Dude, I'm inspecting the mix.
I can't,
like,
watch stand-up comedy and I can't listen to podcasts anymore.
Yeah.
I used to listen to podcasts a lot. Yeah. And now that I can't.
Yeah.
I listen to a lot of binaural beats when I drive.
I love binaural beats.
What, like, a binaural? Is that, like,
that's like lo-fi hip hop? Okay. With like the sounds, like the, what's,
like,
that
frequencies?
Like white noise. Or,
yes,
yeah,
like, okay, looped into it or underlaid in it.
Okay. I'll put that shit on, and man, I'll just start cranking shit. Yeah. I'll just be like, fuck.
Well, and the
a is lot there, of like the, science behind the stimulation with those.
Yes, so the binaural is more, like, when you're listening in headphones, it's alternating between the left and right. Like, what's that water fountain song? Do you remember, like, the, it's the water fountain song does it, where, like, the beat will alternate in the headphones, like, and travel back and forth, and it's like an ADHD stimulation thing.
Yeah, that's why I like it, because, like, it's almost like,
it calms,
like,
your brain.
When I'm working on the computer, I'll put on, like, something like that, and I'll just fucking lock in. And, like, my brain's got that going, so I'm able to. It's almost like I'm distracting my brain. Like, hey, look over here. So I can focus on
that. That's like I was saying, that's what driving does.
Yeah.
Like, because I have to focus on the physical aspects and, like, this part's life and death, but that's such a narrow realm of what my brain does that it leaves all of this excess capacity. Yeah.
It's like a safe space. I do my best writing when I'm stoned in bed by myself, like, eating snacks, like, in my house with, like, the curtains drawn and it's locked and I got the lights are vibey and, like, I don't have any other external, like, fear or worry, and then I'm, like, locked in.
You got a palm tattoo?
I do, yeah.
Did that hurt like a motherfucker?
Yeah, it wasn't very long, but it didn't feel good. Yeah. Yeah, my buddy Butcher just opened a tattoo shop on Woodland across the street from like Updown Lakeside.
Okay.
So they were all doing shop tats, and he's like a brother to me, so they were all getting the logo, and he got one on his hand. I was like, fucking do me up, dude.
Oh, hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
And how recent is it, and how long will it like last?
So this I got, it must have been, it was the day before the Mona Lisa party. That's why any of the photos I have, I look like I'm like a boxer. I got my hand wrapped up because I was like, I'm going to be dab some people up all night. I don't want a new tattoo.
Yeah.
And I was like, what the hell happened to your hand? I'm like, dude, we're in a tattoo shop. Because I did the release, I did the release party at the shop.
Oh, that's dope.
But I guess that would have been 6 or 7 weeks ago. So this will stick. Palms, you can kind of always get redone, but the first application is what's important. So you got to make it stick. It's not easy to tattoo a palm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A lot of times, like, it will end up kind of looking more like this, where it's, like, a little bit blown out. This one was just tough. I got this during South By, and, you know, this finger gets a lot more use, I guess, than the palm. But
humble brag.
Yeah.
No, that's just to say that I'm not a violent man.
It's not just out here Will Smith and bitches.
No, I'm a lover, not a fighter.
That's it.
Proof.
Oh.
That's good.
You have any tattoos?
I got one. I got that.
Skyline?
That's it, baby. Born and raised.
Let's go.
Just had to get the
Nashville
point.
Skyline.
Yeah, man.
Great record.
Yeah. That's all I got. I thought about getting more, but because this is all I have, I'm just like, man. I don't really care for that.
So it hurt.
I want... No. It actually didn't. I have a lot of fat, if you didn't know. I don't know if you could tell, but I... But I always want dumb tattoos. Like,
just get them.
Get them.
I know. But I always want the stupidest shit.
Fill up your sketchbook,
dude. This is a morph of a gorilla with a tit on its head.
Oh, that's
is that
sick.
The dumb tattoo? I have a boner bat Jesus on my chest.
What is it?
It's a bat nailed to my chest, and he's got a boner, and he's got a crown of thorns, and it's boner bat Jesus. So you can get whatever the fuck you want tattooed on you, turns out.
Yeah, turns out.
They just let you do it.
I wanted to get a, it's like, you know, you ever watch Star Wars people?
Mm-hmm.
You know, Darth Maul?
Mm-hmm.
So it's Darth Maul, but he's chubby and he's wearing a black cowboy hat. And it's Darth Maul.
Darth Maul.
Yeah.
Darth
I saw
Brooks.
That and I was like, oh, dude, I don't want to get that. So if I do get a tattoo, that will be my next one.
Darth Maul or Darth Brooks?
Yeah, and I want to put it like right on my thigh. But
do it.
It'll
do
be it. Yeah. It's just my mom's covered in tattoos, all Disney related. Every tattoo my mom has is Disney related.
Hell yeah.
Which is
hilarious, which goes because Walt Disney would have. Shit a brick about.
Yeah. A woman.
Walt would not
a woman making decisions. Yeah. He'd be like, are you out of your fucking mind?
Forget the copyright infringement. This woman's making decisions.
Yeah.
When they unfreeze his head and bring him back, he's going to be upset.
Yeah. He's like, what did they do? Yeah. Oh, wait till she's Buzz Lightyear.
Oh,
shit.
Fuck.
Oh, that's hilarious.
He finds out that Elsa's a lesbian.
Yeah, whoa, Froze is going to be the end all. There's two women making decisions without a man involved. Yeah.
Oh. It's like, black mermaids? What are we doing here, people?
Yeah.
Is there a timeline for that? Is there like a thaw period? Is this like Austin Powers? There's like a countdown for us to break fucking Disney's head out?
I don't know. Let's check with Futurama. We'll check with Futurama and get back to you. Macronic, don't miss, Doug.
It's like that. You think that's real? I mean, obviously everyone talks about like he froze his head, but like
I don't think that there's a way like, that could be preserved.
Yeah, like, and even if you did, it's like what you fucking You just hope one day that you get to, like,
that you need him again. When we need him the most, we're gonna break into the fucking vault.
Yeah, it's like, you know, if that technology is going to exist, we probably have it, and they're probably like, just don't break
out of it. Yeah. You know, after a nuclear winter, humanity rebuilds itself, and it's like, we've lost the technology to animate drawings. We need Walt.
We
back.
Need Walt. Didn't they? They did the same thing to Rasputin's cock, though.
What?
Rasputin's cock is preserved in a jar.
Well, dude, that what if they put those on the same body?
World domination. That's a superhuman, Walt, dude.
When AI brain, like, Rasputin's joystick.
When AI takes over, and it's like the war against robots, they're like, we need Walt Disney's head and Rasputin's fucking business
on Elon's weird body.
Oh my god. No.
See Infinity Stones.
They didn't keep those.
Yeah. On Elon's body that is somehow shaped like the Cybertruck he designed.
We need that Van Gogh guy here.
Yeah, cool as hell.
We need it. We need Rasputin's penis, Walt Disney's head. Fucking.
Dude. Super group. That's the Holy Trinity.
Yeah.
Van Gogh, Rasputin, and Disney.
Who's that guy that cut his nose
Van Gogh's
off
ear?
And put a gold one on. You guys ever hear about that in school?
No.
It's like some French dude. He was like famous because he cut his nose. He cut his own nose off and then like made a gold nose.
He could
have
just
got a nose drill, dude. He didn't have to get a nose drill, dude.
So is girls crazy.
Also, what was that disease that that people used to get, like leprosy?
Yeah.
What if he had like leprosy on his nose and he's like, well, I'm going to have to amputate this anyway. So let me
Tycho Brahe.
This is a thing.
Yeah.
Bro!
What?
So
he looked cool as hell.
And then just, so that's what he like.
Instead of a brown noser, he's a gold noser.
Doug, all that nose needs is a set of glasses and a little mustache.
Everyone's putting gold in their mouth. I'm going to get the nose going, dude.
Not the
bronze
nose
thing.
What the fuck?
That's hardware.
Trust me, what happened to him?
That I can't.
Yeah, it's talking about all of his discoveries. He's like, yeah, who gives a fuck? What happened to his nose?
Who cares what he invented?
Doug, the year is 2033. Paul Wall's entire face is a grill.
Decepticon, dude.
Yeah, he's got diamond eyebrows. Who's that rapper that put this embedded that stone in their
Uzi
face?
Uzi Vert,
yeah,
put a giant
Uzi
stone.
Didn't somebody
in his face
steal it?
No, it was like it was bleeding, like during the healing process when it shouldn't have been, because turns out you shouldn't really set just like a raw stone in your face.
He lost it in a sword
huge
duel.
So I think he's probably
his
got a
nose?
Scar now.
Yeah.
He lost his nose in a sword duel?
If I was in a sword duel with somebody with a golden nose, that's where I'm going.
Dude, I bet he made the guy who cut his nose off pay for that gold one.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
Oh, wait. He lost his real nose in a sword duel, and that's why he had the golden nose. Yeah. I thought you were saying he got into one late in life after he had invented the golden nose, and somebody was like...
Somebody sword-jacked him for his gold nose, like a rapper did.
He got into an argument with his third cousin, Mandara Parzenberg.
Fuck Parzenberg.
At an engagement party over who was a superior mathematician. They settled their duel. They settled their feud with a duel in the dark.
In the dark?
He lost the bridge of his nose and a scar on his forehead.
Isn't it awesome being a dude?
This
is why
everybody knows you fucking suck at math, Parzenberg. He's like, yo!
Everybody knows you ain't a numbers autistic boy. Sit down.
I do!
I know numbers, so I'll use algebra in the dark, dog. I'll fucking and won't even touch you. And then it's like, nose, gone.
He's like, yeah, sure, you might be the better mathematician, but got your nose.
Damn, his third cousin legit said, got your nose.
You think he just became a mouth breather after that? Or you think...
No, he probably got open flow, dude.
Not if put a gold nose on top.
If he had golden nose.
Imagine it was just solid. There was no holes. Just a solid ingot.
Just mounted that thing on there. Just a block.
Just the driest.
His head's heavy as fuck.
Doug,
he starts walking around like this now.
Doug,
are you trying to?
Doug, imagine like taking your nose off to blow it.
Yeah.
Hold on.
Just empty it. That's
like you're blowing over
shit.
The top of a Coke bottle, dude. Just...
I'd like to think during the winter he's like festive and has like a carrot nose he put in. You know?
He's got a clown nose.
He has a sense of humor. He's like, yeah, I lost my nose in a drunk argument with my uncle. Watch out.
Somebody's like, oh, ignore him. He's a dickhead. And he's like, funny you should mention.
Got a bunch of difference.
Wow, that's utility.
You dug.
There's lots of opportunity with no nose.
That's how he gets the ladies. He's like, hey, wait till you see the nose I got back at home.
Yeah, I got a Pinocchio in at the house.
Just lie to me all night.
that maybe that's more geometry than algebra. It's an isosceles in there.
Not the golden nose.
You ever been in an argument so bad that you wanted to fight someone with a sword?
Yeah.
Yeah, mostly airport staff.
No, 100%.
That's why they only bring those things in there. It's not about like the passengers or the hijacking. It's just like
TSA.
And so they let TSA assault you. Yeah, and you can't sword fight them anymore.
Yeah, if dueling was still allowed, me and a couple Southwest employees would all have some holes in us.
You bring dueling back. The kids these days are too soft. Keyboard warriors, you don't know what it's like staring down the barrel of a gun.
Dude, have you seen the Slap Fight League?
Yeah, it's insane.
I think we should install one of those Slap Fight fucking Rock'em Sock'em robot like consoles in every school in America. Like, oh, you, Billy and Bobby, you guys have a problem with each other?
Slap fight it out.
To the console, you little bitches.
They must be in a ring, but they can't be calling it the octagon. What's the shape of the ring that they're slap fighting in?
It's not a ring. It's like a stage. It's literally like a podium with like handles on it.
I mean, I've watched like 8-second clips of it on the internet, and I'm, not
fascinated,
not put off enough not to watch it when it comes on my feed, but I just kind of want to see,
I just love those still images. I love those still images afterwards where it's just like, oh shit, look like that face guy, Rocky Balboa. No, you two know who I'm talking about,
the elephant dude,
yeah, the man without a face.
Oh,
I haven't seen that one. Oh, is that the A24 joint movie?
No, it's like the real
guy with elephantitis.
Like human Gumby.
I think they just put out a movie called The Man Without a Face or something like that. It's like
there was a Mel Gibson movie like that or something, but
Man of the Iron Mask with different film.
Old DiCaprio?
Definitely a different film. Mm. You got that one on VHS? Yeah.
No, here.
Best we can do is Bad Santa. Not a different film, though. Not dissimilar.
I got Blow. And Scarface. Oh, come on. Liar, liar.
Dude, I watched
Oh, Brother, Where Art Thou?
I watched... obviously, growing up in the VHS era, that was one of maybe, like, 8 movies I had at the house. I watched that a lot as a kid. So I never will understand it. But I hadn't watched it in... probably 15 years, and I went back and watched it. It's fucking stellar, dude. Carrie was on a rip, dude. He could do whatever the fuck he wanted.
Carrie's the the fourth guy in my comedy, like Mount Rushmore.
Okay,
I would say mine is like it's Robin Williams, Sinbad, Adam Sandler, Jim Carrey.
Okay,
because those guys that like were on absolute tears and did like whatever they wanted, but also like made you feel good.
Yeah, I think Carrie has to be up there. Yeah. Probably have Mike Myers. Maybe Ben.
Damon Wayans.
Maybe Ben Stiller. Ben Stiller.
Ben Stiller. Yeah.
What a specific brand of shit that he got away with and still does. And like when he's on, man, he's on. Yeah. And when he's off, you just let it go. You're like, well, that's a Stiller joke that won't land.
He's Nicolas Cage of comedy.
Dude, Nick Cage is wild.
Yeah.
But you know what I mean? It's like he could win, like Ben Stiller could win an Oscar or he could win a Razzie. And you don't know which way it's going to go. But it's Sandler, Ben Stiller, Adam so Sandler you'll give him too. A chance.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you see that when Adam Sandler, when he was like the Uncut Gems era. Absolutely. And then when he didn't win, he went on some like independent, like small award show that he did and just went full Sandler voice, like did a whole fucking acceptance speech.
That's hilarious. Did he do like the acceptance speeches like Whitey from
Crazy
Nights?
Dude, it was like Billy Madison voice. Like, Mr. Penguin voice.
Thank you so much for giving me this award. I've been very grateful for what you've done for me. I'm carrying it forever and ever.
Dude, that's
my Adam Sandler doing voices. That's my...
He just gets to wear basketball shorts as a career. Puts on for all the boys.
Cut off sweatshorts.
He's like, I want to go on vacation. Let's make fucking Blended. I'm pulling up with all my absolute boys.
Oh, yeah, I want to go to Hawaii. Let's make 51st dates in Hawaii.
He also be hooping a lot.
He does have it figured out. He wears the hoop gear and he fucking lives the hoop life. And then sometimes
that's really
he goes
why he wears the basketball shorts.
In case somebody throws him a rock.
He keeps things on him, Doug. Yeah. It's like you can get it anytime. He plays basketball the way some guys play beer pong. Do you know what I mean? Where it's like you can get challenged at any point in time.
And you get upset. I'm that way.
Your friend calls you while your wife's giving birth to your first child and is like, yo, challenge, bitch. You got 18 minutes to get to your garage.
Ball is life, dude. The game's balling.
Don't hit the player, hit the game.
Sorry, you knew this before you married me. Sorry, I'm a competitor.
Oh, God. Oh, that's hilarious. Just Adam Sandler randomly accepting fucking pickup game challenges.
He also plays a lot of fucking music.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, so, that's one of the reasons why he's
from New Hampshire. So,
well,
that might be Adam Sandler.
Doug, that's one of the reasons why he's on my, like, Mount Rushmore is I've literally talked about this for the last 2 years. It was part of, like, moving to Nashville. I want to make, like, a comedy music album. Okay. Of, like, not covers. Like, because I've done, like, covers and parodies and stuff like that. I want to do, like, original songs. But I just want to do a variety of different, like, comedy songs and put it out like a Now CD. But I want to call it What These Songs Identify as Music, Volume 2. And then never have a Volume 1. But I just think, What These Songs Identify as Music, Volume 2.
This week's episode of the What in Tardation podcast is brought to you by Eargasm, the leader in innovative hearing solutions. Eargasm was founded with a passion for preserving the sound quality of live experiences while prioritizing hearing health. We live in a loud world, and harmful noises significantly threaten our hearing and mental health. Eargasm's high-fidelity earplugs are designed to protect your hearing in all loud environments without sacrificing sound quality. Get all the highs and lows of a concert or festival at a safer volume for your eardrums. Eargasm earbuds aren't just for musicians or concert fans, though. They're for anyone who finds themselves in loud situations. If you're someone who needs extra support in unpredictable environments, from comedy clubs or classrooms to crowds or construction sites, these earplugs help manage sensory overload and anxiety caused by loud noises. Eargasm's high-fidelity earplugs are an ideal go-to solution for neurodivergent individuals or anyone else with sensory processing differences or sensitivities to sounds, because these earplugs filter out harmful, overwhelming noise and allow you to hear only what matters, so you can enjoy a calmer, more grounded experience in chaotic environments. Order your first pair of hypoallergenic, high-fidelity earplugs today by checking Eargasm out on Instagram or heading over to their website at www.eargasm.com.
And when you check out, use promo code AJ10 for 10% off your order.
Now back to the podcast.
I got a buddy down here, phenomenal songwriter, and when I first went to his studio, it's like obviously like the plaques, and I go in the bathroom. And he has a platinum Now record hanging above the toilet. And then I made a reference to that, and I have another buddy.
Is that toilet made of gold? Because
unfortunately, it's not. I got another buddy who's got a record for being on Now 69. And I'm like, that's you just trumped the bathroom record.
Yeah.
Now 69, that's a moment in history. Who even knew they made 69 of those things? And did they stop then?
Because
No, they did not.
Yeah. Also, I think it would be hilarious to make a not for kids bops.
Oh, we're doing one. It's called Rag Bop.
That's hilarious.
Let's go.
Yeah. Like it's a, just my songs, but like sung by children.
Bops.
So they're singing about.
Well, that's hilarious.
That'd be funny.
That would be funny.
A bunch of kids singing it, like a kids'
like
choir.
A children's choir. Yeah. Yes, dude.
That would be rag bop. That would be like that's major, dude. The kids on the kids bop records are half of the time they're not even singing. It's I think that's the whole thing. They're just have you heard the kids bop of Macklemore's Thrift Shop? Because that is the pinnacle of kids bop. So the lyric in the Macklemore song is probably should have washed it. Smells like R. Kelly sheets. And on the record, which maybe you could put this up on this because it's the most hilarious thing I've ever heard. It goes, probably should have washed it. It smells like my soccer cleats. And then there's a gang like vocal that comes in the back and it's a kid's going, ew. And then there's a boing. It's like a 4 second fucking brilliant clip.
Oh my God.
And that's why we do
the
this as artists.
The soccer cleats is for the kids. The boing is for the parents.
Yeah.
Dude, that's 100%. Do you know what I mean? It's like those jokes in Shrek. Do you remember the first, like the first Shrek?
Farquaad?
Yes. Yeah. Shrek says he's compensated for something, which I think means he's got a really tiny eagle.
Yeah, Farquaad was just Fuckwad.
Yeah.
It was the
100%.
And so Mike Myers. He also had a specific fucking thing. It was just weirder because he was Canadian.
Doug, my favorite anything from Shrek is not even like a big joke in it. It's just my favorite because it's so dark and it's also like that's historically accurate. Like if we're talking about like guys in castles. No, if we're talking about guys in castles. It's when Lord Farquaad is giving this speech about rescuing the princess and he's like, some of you may die, but that is a chance I am willing to take. It's so dark, but that's my favorite line from any Shrek movie is, some of you may die, but that is a chance I am willing to take.
Such a castle guy thing.
Such a castle guy thing to say.
That's what you say when you're in a castle.
Big castle guy energy, dude.
Poor Shrek.
Yeah. Lord Farquaad. Dude, if they ever do a live action Shrek, Peter Dinklage has to play Lord Farquaad.
I think they do it as a musical, so they could dink it up. If he wants to have the Broadway stage.
Well, maybe a dink comeback, huh? Mm-hmm.
Maybe.
The Tom Brady of live action movies to just dink and dunk your way through it, dude.
It's a different film.
I think. Oh my God. No, come on. Peter Dinklage as Lord Farquaad.
He gets asked to read for the Gingerbread Man, and he's like, no, I got my sights set on a bigger role.
Yeah.
That would be funny.
Shrek?
Dana DeVito as Shrek.
Dude. Shrek, it's just a small mini Shrek.
Shrek. Shrek. Noah and Jesus are both in it.
Oh, God. Dana DeVito, he's on a boat, right?
They're about, like, why haven't we had big budget outside of Passion, which is... kind of like an Easter tradition. I get stoned by myself and get a bunch of McDonald's, and then I sit on the couch by myself and I watch The Passion of the Christ.
Oh, hell yeah. But is that like a traditional, like...
Easter, that's what you
Northeastern.
Do. Northeastern. Yeah, but well, that's what we do, yeah. But why is there no other, like, major, major budget? Like, where's the Noah's Ark film that, like, people want to watch?
Russell Crowe. Russell Crowe did one.
Fuck me. It probably sucked, because I didn't know that.
Oh.
Was that when Russell Crowe started doing weird shit?
No. It was like Russell Crowe and Oliver Stone or something.
Ark?
No, it's called Noah. Russell Crowe.
I know
Crowe
nothing about this.
Yeah. It was like big around the same time they did what was that one with Orlando Bloom? Kingdom of Heaven? The one where he's like a Knight Templar, like invading Jerusalem. They did these, like, epic historical movies because Passion of the Christ did so well.
Okay.
They were like, oh, let's make a bunch of epic...
I want Jonah and the whale.
Dude.
Do you guys remember Joan of Arc from, like, the 90s with Mila Jovovich?
No,
was that an
excellent historical... It was, like, it was one of the spill-offs from Braveheart. Because Braveheart was such a success. They're like, oh, let's tell more of
how
these like
historical dramas. How
successful
was Braveheart? Because Mel Gibson lost Best Actor to James Cromwell in Babe that year.
Yikes.
Good pick.
Yikes.
I'm a big Braveheart
guy. Could you imagine if Denzel Washington had lost Best Actor for Training Day to Ice Cube for Are We There Yet?
Oh my.
Because that's
the universe that exists.
That's what happened.
The trajectory of modern film would be
that's what happened in 19 whatever 97.
Jesus Christ,
that's crazy. Damn.
Ice Cube was really showing his range there. I haven't heard any of Denzel's records.
Are we there yet? That's so
funny. It turns out life's a journey, so, and they never got there.
And they never got there.
That's the whole thing.
Yikes. No, there were a couple like of those spill off where they made really good movies or really big budget. I won't say good movies, but they made really big budget productions those historicals. Like there's the Joan of Arc one. I remember the DVD. It was a two DVD set Titanic.
Mm.
It was a two disc. Halfway through the movie, it was a 3.5-hour long movie.
Such a stupid thing. You didn't have to do that.
You didn't have to do that.
But it's kind of nice. It's flipping a record when you're listening to it.
Turns out the only reason they did that was they didn't know how much you could fit on a disc at that point in
time.
Nobody
just tried it. Nobody's hey, why don't you print the whole thing and we'll just put it and see if it plays to the end.
Yeah.
They were just guessing.
What a shitty fucking era for technological advancement. DVD menus are crazy.
I seriously think in the early DVD days, they thought it was the same as a CD, and they're like, well, a CD can only hold this much. So the movies can only be up to this much. And I was like, well, but it's a different disc, and nobody knew
that. It's a digital
video
disc.
Yeah.
Yeah.
DVD menus? Fucking crazy.
Yeah.
Like a 18-second loop.
Yeah, the 13 Ghost one was always weird to me.
The Mr. Deeds one is actually really good. He's the characters sliding in and out, and there's really cool noises.
Dude, it's nuts that Netflix has incorporated stolen that technology from the DVD days. You know what I mean? When you open Netflix and it immediately just starts playing a micro trailer for something, and then then it gives you the menu to watch it, and then it's oh, not that? How about this one? Micro trailer. Watch now.
When I turn it on, I gotta get there where we're warming up here. I don't want to hear anything.
Same.
I don't want to see it. I'm going to go through and then if I want to watch, I'll watch the trailer. Yeah. It's I got to mute the TV before because I could overstimulate it. I'm not sure now I'm going to make a bad decision.
You can't just autoplay the trailers.
They do, but it's not even trailers. They play a really weird, intense scene. So you're thrown in the middle of this dialogue. You're who is this?
Oh, yeah.
Or
when you when you're scrolling through and you do stop on something or you click into something because you're I want to read more about it, and it just starts playing.
Yeah.
Immediately. And then it just goes, you're not reading anymore. Now you're watching.
Yeah. And then if you're I'm not into this, I would never watch this, and you back out, it's still on your watch, watch list. Yeah.
Continue watching.
And it's I didn't start watching it to begin with. You did.
Yes.
This was study.
I wasn't watching this.
Yeah. I was trying to find something.
Skynet is fucking with us already, dude. We don't know it yet. I mean, we're aware, but we can't stop it. Are you still watching? You know I'm right here!
That's how I got that's how so I watched insulting. No Country for Old Men. As I was scrolling and stretching, I was fuck it. All right.
Actually, I'm going to take back everything I said. That's awesome. Great fucking flick.
Yeah, that's a hell of a movie.
Hey, put some business on you. Usually for me, it's just a weird, shitty original series about somebody who struggles with their relationship with the world around them, and I don't really understand the reason for it.
Yeah.
There's really no bigger plot, just a person who doesn't like things or life and doesn't know how to express it.
Oh, are we talking about Chet Hanks's dad again?
Tommy? Chet Hanks's dad is crazy.
That's it happened in the last episode. That was a callback. Yes, Tom Hanks. What you're talking about? There's a movie on Netflix named A Man Called Otto, and it's literally that. It's this man's grumpy and he doesn't like anything. Meh.
It's what are we gonna do? And then at the end, it's he just keeps doing it because he doesn't have the balls to pull the trigger.
That is basically the movie. He's not wrong. That is.
No, it is.
You see the clip of Chet Hanks at the Golden Globes?
No.
Inexplicable.
I don't listen to Chet Hanks.
No, it's something that... So I guess this was... I had access to it by... this was right maybe a week short of Chris D'Elia doing shit that he shouldn't have done and being caught doing it.
Which time, but, brother?
We're... Yeah, I know. But so it's like him showing the clip. Chet Hanks, inexplicable Jamaican island accent. And he said, he's yeah, Golden Globes. It's like, it's crazy. Oh, Chet Hanks is like, Bumba Clap, big ups, shout out to the Golden Globes, boy. Like, it's crazy.
That's insane.
It's amazing.
Yeah, Chet Hanks is a very interesting specimen.
Chet Hanks, the Charlie Sheen of Hankses.
Chuck Hanks.
You just get to be
Chuck Hanks, dude. Chuck Hanks.
You just get to be rich enough to adopt Patois. Just like, how much money do you have to be able to just adopt an accent? Like, imagine getting rich and be like, thank you very much. We're going to the Golden Globes. You know what I mean? It's like, when do you get to do that?
Have you seen that meme that's like...
And not even like for a movie, like in real life.
Yeah,
like, not like Borat.
On the
like
red carpet where people are watching like and getting awarded for their work in real movies. You're just there like civilian on
Joaquin
on it,
Phoenix
just...
Rich. I think you have to be... Baseline. He could do it. Phoenix Rich. He did do it. Do you remember his documentary? Like yeah, what was it like?
I'm
was
still
I ever
here.
Really here?
I'm still here.
I'm still here.
Yep.
Where he's like, oh, I'm quitting acting to become a rapper. And then it just turned out to be like an 18-month long like fake mockumentary.
PR scam, like social study that got exposed halfway through. I think honestly.
Really?
Real weird stuff.
I checked that out. That's
outside funny. Of the Casey Affleck kind of shit that also shouldn't have happened, but did happen. It's not as terrible as you think that it is. They had some real prostitutes on the set, and apparently they were kind of gross to them. And Casey Affleck was canceled, soft canceled, medium canceled. I don't know the levels or tiers of that.
That tracks.
But I don't think if it weren't like exposed while they were in production for it, like that interview that he did on the Late Night Show was like super strange. I think it would have been cooler if they were able to keep the cat in the bag. I don't think it was a great production by any capacity, but it might have been not like a dark mark on his career if it didn't come out before it came out. But
yeah.
I think he's chilling. He's got a pretty solid track record. Yes. But I've heard bad things about the Joker too. You guys check that thing out?
No, not yet.
I've seen some of the stuff online, but I haven't watched it yet.
And, bad things, like it's not good?
Yeah, like it's a mess.
Mm.
Yeah.
Well, dude, it's
a film without an identity.
Yeah. Well, going back to like the Nicolas Cage thing, that is also like Joaquin Phoenix's like career model. Is he does something incredible and then does something trash and then does something incredible and then does something trash. And it's very like, but
his peaks are peaks.
Yeah.
But he is also like not in his right mind. He is not like a normal
method
person.
Actor.
Well, also, have you heard all of the stuff about like the, like whose autobiography or somebody's like book that they wrote where they were talking about like shit that happened in Hollywood in like the 80s and 90s and like there's like in this book like I guess so River Phoenix who like OD'd and like or took his own life Charlie Sheen apparently like raped him in between trailers.
Jesus.
Like between two trailers on set and like
Charlie
people
Sheen.
Saw
that's
it.
A young Sheen.
That's a young Sheen. But that's like right after Platoon Sheen.
Yeah.
Mm.
Who method acting.
Yeah.
Gave himself PTSD and then went psycho.
Well, I mean, his dad did it first, right? I think.
Oh, wasn't it? What was it? Not the Deer Hunter.
Apocalypse Now.
Apocalypse
I think
Now.
That's the singular greatest film ever.
Yeah.
But the redo, like the redux redo, if the French pronunciation, but crazy. Sheen went nuts in that thing. The other Sheen. So he was probably doing some crazy shit that maybe people didn't see.
That maybe young Charlie and Emilio did see.
Mm.
And you notice one of those changed his name and was like, I'm not a part of that family.
I like hockey.
Yeah, I like hockey and wholesome kids movies. Yeah. Young Guns. I like spaghetti westerns. spoofy spaghetti westerns.
What's Emilio doing now?
He was just in that Bratz documentary on Hulu about the Brat Pack.
Okay.
About the Brat Pack from like the 80s and all like the John Hughes movies.
Maybe Bratz Dolls.
That's right. I didn't really understand. I was like, what? Yeah. Bratz Dolls.
The Brat Pack and a lot of the people from like the John Hughes movies, and it was like tracking like where they are now and stuff after like they got labeled the Brat Pack. Mm-hmm. Kind of thing.
So he was in it just with the where are they now segment?
Kind of like it was a guy who was in the Brat Pack who like was like an actor in a bunch of these movies, Andrew something. But it's him now basically being like, oh, being called a brat basically ruined my life. And so it's him following up with everybody else from the Brat Pack and seeing like what they remembered of it and like how they took it when they were labeled this. And then he goes and talks to like the journalist who wrote the article. And apparently it was like whole thing where like this journalist was like partying with them like the entire time he was writing the article, and they thought he was writing.
Snakes in the fucking grass.
Yeah, so they thought he was writing a profile.
Like, dude, we put on for you, bro.
Yeah, they thought he was writing a profile on Emilio Estevez. And then turns out he just wrote this article basically calling them all these like brats and stuff, because it was when Hollywood was like transitioning to movies about young people.
When he had the moment like where he called him the Brat Pack, that's the magic. When you get an idea like that, like a holy shit idea, you're like...
So basically he goes and talks to Emilio. Like he talks to like Demi Moore. He talks to Emilio Estevez. He talks to a lot of the people that were part of that. But when he's talking to Emilio and he's like, when the article came out, he was like, oh, like I tried to separate myself from all of you after that. Like he stopped doing those kinds of movies and started trying to do like more serious movies. Mm. It was like, for him, it was like when... everybody made fun of like Robert Pattinson for doing the Twilight movies.
Mm. He snapped.
And then he was like, fine, I'll go do like real shit. And some of those like indie movies.
He's rocking the shit now, dude. Yeah. Good times. Yeah,
dude.
Crazy.
Well, dude, that's what I'm saying. In between like Twilight and Batman, a lot of those indie movies he did are fucking great.
Yeah. Did you see Good Times? It's a Safdie Brothers. So they're a brother duo who directed Uncut Gems. Before that, they did a movie. One of them actually starred as Robert Pattinson's brother, and it's like he's just like a fucking junkie, like New York slum bag.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Yeah, and it's equally anxiety driving as Uncut Gems, but it's also like visually, like lighting wise, it's like really psychedelic and shifty. It's fucking brilliant, dude. It's awesome.
I'll check it out.
Good Times.
Good Times.
It's terrifying. You'll never look at a bottle of Sprite the same way.
Okay.
Damn. Okay.
Gotta watch it now.
That's why they had to rebrand it to Starry, I bet.
That's see or missed.
Oh, that is. Yeah. You're right.
Thank God they did that. I don't drink Starry, but see or miss was trash, man.
It was very trash.
You need Pepsi products, new okay?
No, dude, it's not.
The new Starry commercials are hilarious. Have you seen them?
Uh-uh.
Dude, it's like athletes giving interviews. Like podiums or whatever.
Yeah, like, and there's like post games.
Yeah, post games with like the Starry, like the lemon lime or whatever.
Yeah.
And then there's a guy in like with the press who's like, when he stands up, it's like blurred out the logo, but you can tell it's the Sprite logo. And he's like, no, come back. Why? You don't have to leave. We'll change. And like all this stuff. And he's like, nah, I'm with them now. And it's like, it's all of these, it's like Sprite being like a thirsty bitch.
Well, that's
and it's
awesome.
Hilarious. That's and they are literally calling Sprite thirsty. Like in the commercials, they're like, thirsty, drink Starry.
I mean, dude, the rebrand though has been all based around like the NBA is their major like promotional market. So good.
Well, that was a big steal for them.
Yeah, it's huge.
You know?
Yeah.
Because like the Sprite has had the NBA since that Drake video.
Yeah.
Do you remember?
Where his head, Android Drake, and his head just starts splitting off
and his head, breaks apart.
Oh, yeah.
Another weird era of like visual development where they're like, "This is gonna be cool."
Yeah, hey,
we're gonna steal this gimmick
from Men in Black,
and then his head just like,
we're gonna steal this gimmick from Men in Black and Total Recall, and we're just gonna make Drake an android. Where his head splits open.
You guys remember the five gum commercials?
Yeah.
It was always like super weird, always dark.
That's what it feels like to choose.
Just a guy running on like blue lines of like glow.
Somebody like eats the wintergreen and all of a sudden you just see a skier blow past like a line of trees and the snow gets blown off of them and they're like, what it feels like to chew five gum.
Yeah. What the fuck's going on?
Yeah.
Do you remember the Smint commercials from the 90s?
The what?
They were called Smints. They were these triangular little mints, and they came in a plastic box, and they were pretty cool because it had like an angled, like cut down, like V-neck situation, and you would push down on a plastic top, and a little piece would come out, and it'd give you one mint. But the whole thing about the Smint was that they had the Smint kiss. And so you're supposed to put it between your teeth and then kiss somebody and give them the mint. And so the commercial was just people making out.
Nice.
It's awesome. I was like 8 or 9 years old.
Tongue action.
Yeah.
Nice.
That's like 5% of my sexuality.
Dude, my favorite commercials.
We got 15 left to get.
Yeah.
50%.
55.
My favorite commercials were the Starburst commercials. The Scotch-Korean Starburst commercials. Where it's like a dad and his son, and he's like Korean, but he's got like the Scotch like mutton chops, and he's wearing like a kilt and like the little hat and
it's
everything.
A half Irish goodbye, dude.
Yeah, but he's like talking to his son, and he's like, son, Starbursts are chewy but juicy. They're a contradiction, much like us, Scotch Korean. Those crazy. And the Doritos Super Bowl commercial from like the early 2000s, where it's like guys in the gym and he's like eating Doritos and he's like, "Yo, did you take those out of Kevin's locker?" And he's like, "Yeah, why?" And he's like, "Don't touch Kevin's Doritos. He gets real weird about them." And then Kevin jumps out in like a Dorito samurai outfit and throws Doritos like ninja stars.
I guess commercials kind of are weird again with the Old Spice. Old Spice kind of rode like the Tim and Eric like comedic thing and ran with those in commercials.
I'm on a horse.
Again. Yeah. There was like the Puppy Baby Monkey commercial. That was maybe Doritos. So they are getting weird. I take back what I'm saying.
Remember the Skittles commercial? It's like, are those Skittles berries and cream? Berries and cream! Berries and cream! Yeah, you ever seen that one?
Yeah.
Do you remember the one where the kid's like, I think I came down with the Skittle pox, and the girl like picks one off of his face? Yeah. And then she's got them?
She's like, weird.
They had those Gushers commercials where we'd eat them and your head would turn into a fruit.
Yeah.
So we've got a concept for a video for a track off the record we're putting out next year that's going to have some Gushers animation in it.
Let's go.
It's called Lemon Drop.
What was the Capri Sun one? When they would take the Capri Sun, they'd blow it up, they'd squish it. And then like, you guys ever see those commercials?
No.
They would take the Capri, and they'd finish the Capri Sun, and they'd blow it up and squish it. And like, the person who did it would like, shrink into nothing. They'd be like, don't pop the Capri Sun. You never seen those?
No.
That sounds like,
dude, that was like an era of commercials.
Oh, that's like a DARE program, like spinoff. Yeah. Like people are popping their Capri Suns and people think that it sounds like fireworks or gun sounds. And so we're trying to get the kids not to pop them.
Yeah, quit popping it. Quit popping it.
Yeah, that's propaganda.
Quit popping them things. Did that commercial come out before or after the G-Unit video? You're 24, so it had to have been after, right? There's like, Doug, just imagine fucking MTV2 in like 2004, just fucking 50 Cent and G-Unit. Like, we be popping them things, and then fucking Capri Sun commercial. Don't pop them things! Dude.
Another veil of propaganda. Wow, Capri Sun really had those kids acting right.
Yeah, I'm terrified to do that now. Even to this day, I'm so scared to do it because I'm Kush.
So you Capri Sun often?
Oh, yeah, I'll dabble in a Capri Sun.
I still make them in the pouches?
Yeah. I still fuck with a Capri Sun. I also fuck with, when I can find them, the last time I found them, they were the knockoff fucking sugar-free versions, and they were garbage. Do you remember the Hugs?
The little barrels?
Oh, my God, dude. You jack one of those, like the neon green one at a barbecue, and you're fucking running around just screaming?
Yeah.
Get a little ring around your lip?
Yeah, you feel like fucking a Ninja Turtle in fucking Secrets of the Ooze, dude?
You remember the old Kool-Aid?
Like, holy shit, I want to do a dance number with Vanilla Ice right now, Doug. Just
hyped up.
Yeah. Go, Ninja, go, Ninja, go. Go, Ninja, go, Ninja, go. Yeah.
Hell
yeah. Yeah, I had a childhood.
You're talking about Kool-Aid?
I was a cool kid.
You always chew on those things?
Oh, yeah.
We used to make them like tea.
Oh, like the high C ones with the twist-off tops you're talking about? Yeah, the Kool-Aid jammers? Yeah.
You know, you could, you know, it's like, if you turn them upside down, they plug the hole.
Oh, I never needed that hole plug.
Oh, me neither. But I found that out later on.
I was chugging it.
Yeah, I was throwing them things.
Oh, yeah. Took at a time, I'd slim, I'd take a six-pack to my buddy's house. We played Uno. Yeah.
Dog, I would take those Kool-Aid jammers, put them between my teeth, and just, not, like, ninja chop them, and then just, you know?
Yeah.
Just throwing them.
Hey, trying to get somebody to come out of your nose. Them,
dude.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're just prepping us for alcoholism.
That's all it was.
Hey, get your little six-pack of your Kool-Aid jammers and take them out to the garage with your dad until you're old enough to drink with the big boys.
Hey, you drink enough and the dude just fucking jumps through the wall. It's like...
Oh, yeah!
He shows up to party with you if he crushes six-pack.
Yeah. What if Kool-Aid comes out with, like, seltzers in those sauna bottles?
Arizona has seltzer.
What if they came out with
alcoholic, like
Arizona tea?
What if they came out with nicotine seltzers, dude? A little Jewel-Aid?
Oh, Jewel-Aid.
That's great, dude.
Yeah, dude. You just have like a 15-year-old crash through a wall.
And he goes, yes.
A little Zen and lime. That's like the Four Loko version.
Four Locos rule.
Dude, wow, pop open a Zen and juice, dude.
That's crazy.
Pop open a Zen and juice?
Yeah.
That's great. There's Zen a lot of opportunity Zen with juice. Nicotine now.
Yeah, dude, they AI Snoop Dogg into the commercial. Dude, just sipping on Zen and juice.
Yeah.
He's just grip walking.
But it's AI him. He's like, he'll sell anything for anybody.
Do it.
Dude, he'll Snoop Dogg and Stewart
do a verse, Doug.
Martha Stewart.
I don't know, Ringo Starr got the Skechers fucking locked, dude. He's not letting Snoop in there at
what?
All.
What? Yeah. Doc, Joe Montana's in there with Skechers, too. I think Tom Brady now.
Brady's in the Skechers.
Yeah. No, he's with Uggs, yeah.
Everyone's in Skechers now.
You haven't seen the commercial of Snoop Dogg crip walking, and then it shows his shoes and they're Skechers? He's like, what, I'm older. You haven't seen it?
That's hilarious.
Are those the ones that, like, you remember when they put
like
out
the
their shows?
Yeah, the shape-ups.
Shape-ups.
You know what they were called?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Doug, I wore Skechers for a minute when I worked at Lowe's because I was walking around all day on those concrete floors, and they had, like, these air cloud insole things that were, like, the most comfortable insole
I've ever
seen.
Does Nike know about this?
Huh?
Does Nike know about this?
Or, I'm sorry, memory foam. It was, like, a memory foam insole. But it was insane. It was very comfortable.
You were sketching around the Lowe's?
I was very sketchy, dude. Very sketchy. In fact, I when I got rid of those Skechers, I took the insoles out and put them in a pair of Hey Dudes. And insoled up.
That is the pinnacle white dude footwear. That's crazy.
You see Jelly Roll's got some Hey Dudes coming soon?
Well, he doesn't have the memory foam Skechers insoles.
Best believe
so.
I'll get them. Huh? I said, I'm gonna be first in line to get them things, dude.
Hell yeah.
Jelly Roll A dudes.
I might have to snag. I'm gonna have to snag.
Jelly Rollers?
Jelly Rollers.
They've got the shape up sole.
Yeah, they're gonna be called Hey Bubba's.
Hey Bubba's.
Hey Bubba. That's hilarious. That's so funny.
You got cowboy boots with the shape up soles? That's the Hey Bubba.
Hey Bubba.
Well, dude, you saw Post Malone's got Uggs. Is doing UGG stuff now.
Oh, that's right.
Does Tom Brady know about this?
I think Tom Brady invited him.
Mm.
He's retired now. He's a fun guy. He's looking for friends.
Should have that dude on here.
Yeah.
Tom Brady, peak autism.
Peak autism.
Yeah.
Dude, I have said this multiple times on this podcast, and I appreciate you for validating me.
Yeah.
Dude, I've said it multiple times. Do you remember the late night show? I think it was Fallon. It was either Fallon or Kimmel after one of the Super Bowls they won where he went on and like they brought out like a smoothie or something and he didn't know what the strawberry was. And they were like, Tom Brady has never seen a strawberry in real life. And somebody tweeted, and I'll never forget this tweet, but somebody shared that video and the tweet just said, they locked Tom Brady in a closet and only let him out to do football.
That's what it takes
and
to be
great. And that's basically what the TB12 method is. They're like, hey, only eat this. Lock yourself in a closet.
Well,
this is why. No, I'm almost positive. Tom
gave
Brady
gave me six Super Bowl rings, so. Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
Tom Brady is peak autism, and Peyton Manning is right behind him. Peyton Manning is whatever that thing is where your head gets bigger.
Well, he
Gushers?
Yeah. Peyton Manning is Megamind. Dude, if they ever do live action, Peyton Manning is Megamind. Doug, have you seen they started the Guardian caps this year in the NFL? Like, it's the thing, whoa, like it's like the helmet condom thing that goes over the helmet.
Practice.
Yeah. 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 If you see anybody wearing it, it just looks like Peyton Manning in a regular helmet.
I get more like Baby Mario vibes from those things. It's like, they walk around and then they
get Toad. Like,
yeah. A little bit too.
Toad okay, from Mario.
Yeah.
They just like over their helmet.
So it's you know what those pads look like on the inside of a football helmet?
Yeah.
It looks like those, but on the outside. It
looks like a turtle shell with like raised pads that are probably like this big. So it's like to limit
concussions.
Head injuries while practicing, so they can go harder.
No. They're allowing them in games now.
Oh wow.
So there's like two people so far who have worn them in games, and I think if Tua comes back, I think they're gonna make him wear one. Which is hilarious. Not
keep doing this. Don't do this. The last one was brutal.
Yeah. Dude, transition into acting. Pull a Dwayne Johnson. Be in the live action fucking.
Unfortunately, he's above the, you know, or so he's below the threshold of height that will make you successful outside of that realm. He's not going to be a film star.
Tell that to Tom Cruise. You tell that to Tom Cruise.
I'm a cruiser, so I'm not
also,
comment.
Isn't Matt Damon short?
Hugh Jackman's short.
Hugh Jackman's pretty short.
But he's got a crazy name. That's a football name. Hugh Jackman? He's also Australian, so the rules are different.
Tua Tungavailoa? That's not a name?
It's a name.
That's
have
a name.
Have you seen a video of Rick Ross trying to pronounce that? Well, he's not even trying to pronounce it. It's just when he got drafted to Miami, he's just going, Tua Tagovailoa. And it's incredible stuff.
Doug, I'm just saying, Mila Jovovich, Tua Tagovailoa, fucking Resident Evil 11.
He does have a face for cinema, but I don't know what he did like.
Tua Tagovailoa starring in the Russell Wilson story.
The Russell
just
Wilson
stepdad
story?
Stepdad Futures Kids.
Yeah!
That's all it is.
The Russell Mr. Wilson Baskets. Story. Is there enough interest to generate a biopic for that?
I hope. I want like a Russ versus Future movie that just gives the whole backstory in cinema.
Who plays Future?
Because like Sierra had posted that Instagram thing recently. Yeah. It's like her and Russell Wilson, and the captions literally was "Mommy and Daddy."
So we have Tua cast as Russell Wilson. Who plays Future?
Have you seen the tweets?
Who plays Future?
For Future son's birthday?
Lakeith Stanfield, probably.
That's good. Yeah, he could do it.
He could do anything.
Yeah, he can. Future
tweeted.
I would watch it more for the Future story.
Or we uncancel Jonathan Majors. We bring Jonathan Majors back to play the villain in the Russell Wilson story.
Yeah, but it's really an anti-hero situation, and it's really about Future. It's the Future biopic, and Tua just has a smaller role, which is Mahershala Ali as Future?
Yeah. The guy that's supposed to be the new Blade? Nah.
You don't think so? At that rate, Future...
Dude, if Wesley Snipes isn't too old to still be Blade, Mahershala Ali is not too old
when
to play
Blade
Future.
When is Blade coming back? Not soon enough.
Not soon enough.
No.
Vampire rave, like, fire alarm or suppressant fucking blood is, like, the craziest thing I've ever seen.
Doug, those movies were so good.
They're sick.
Blade movies were awesome.
They were the only superhero movie that I fucking care about.
Really?
Yeah.
Blade?
I don't get
it. Steven Dorff.
I don't get this.
Steven Dorff, so underrated as a villain in the original Blade.
Yeah.
Is that the actor?
Yeah.
Okay.
Not a dwarf named Steven.
Yeah, if it was, I'd have been like Dorf Steven. You know?
Dorf Steven.
No, do you guys remember? It was Steven Dorf and I think Dennis Hopkins. No. Yes, Dennis
Hopper.
Thank you. Steven Dorf and Dennis Hopper in a movie called Space Truckers.
I feel like I would have remembered that.
Oh, It's hilarious.
Yeah, I feel like I watch it with my dad.
Is it what it sounds like?
Yes, it is exactly what it sounds like.
Okay.
It's exactly what it sounds like. It's like a Star Wars and Spaceballs knockoff.
Yeah.
Like about space semi truck drivers.
Oh, it's
that's cool.
Like space semi truck drivers mixed with Mad Max, because Dennis Hopper plays like a half robot man who's like in leads these like space pirate kind of things.
And they're trying to get a package, right?
Yep, trying to get
something off the ship.
Yep.
Yeah.
And Dennis Hopper, his like robot character, he has a pull start penis. Like he has to like.
I'm gonna believe you here.
This is legit.
It's legit.
It's one of the greatest. It is one of the greatest bad movies you'll ever watch.
The fuck you seen? Yes. You seen Tiptoes?
No. What is Tiptoes?
Gary Oldman.
Sold.
This sounds like this. You know, this only so many times we can talk about dwarfism on the podcast, but Gary Oldman
there's
plays
no
a dwarf.
Limit.
Who,
there's
like,
no limit in the dark yard.
Steals the girl from McConaughey. Called Tiptoes. Crazy, crazy film.
Wait, is Gary Oldman a little person
in the film? It's the best bad movie.
Just in the film?
Mm-hmm. do you make Gary Oldman a little person?
Check it out. It's a drama.
Oh yeah.
It sounds like a bit. It sounds like Mad Libs.
It sounds like an SNL sketch.
Yeah, no. And it looks like an SNL sketch. It's unbelievable.
Oh, all I'm picturing is like those like GIFs where they just put somebody's head on somebody else's body.
I'm just trying to think of how he's playing.
pull up the trailer.
That is so funny. It's like Robert Downey Jr. and where he's doing blackface.
Tropic Thunder.
Do you want to please shout out your social media? Tell people where they can find you.
Cool. Ragtop Ready at Ragtop Ready. RAGTOPREDDY. Everywhere. But I don't know what we got coming up next. I think we got a record release. Yeah. Final single and. EP release party, which is also going to be the day after my birthday next month. So November 15th, we're going to have a big blowout. I got some of my closest friends playing alongside me. Full band show, big major party. And then we're playing Eastside Bowl, which right down the street.
Hell yes.
December 13th.
Are you doing that with Danny? Are you doing that with the Amigo the Devil?
No. Okay. That one, the Eastside Bowl show is, so Ceremony is a festival that's happening that weekend. This is like the Ceremony pre-show, so.
Hell yeah.
It's Sewing Club, Football Head. I should know the rest of the lineup. I'm sorry I don't. We just announced yesterday, so.
No, dude, that's awesome.
Yeah, I'm super stoked. It'll be my first time playing at Eastside Bowl.
That's cool.
Which, have you been behind the scenes at the Eastside Bowl?
I have not yet. That's why I was asking about Amigo the Devil, because I'm supposed to go and I'm gonna hang out with them when they do their show at Eastside Bowl.
Hell yeah. I will be with you. I'll see you there.
Hell
but
yes.
Then we can tap in the green room. They've got all the backstage stuff. Like, it used to be a Kmart. So they have all of the old, like, Kmart visual signage and stuff, like, in those back offices and in the green room.
Hell
yeah. I think behind the back bar, they have a Kmart sign as well. But yeah, they
better still have
that
little
stuff.
Quarter carousel ride, dude, because we're riding some ponies.
Let's go. But cannot confirm or deny the presence of the quarter pony.
Let's go.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Well, I really appreciate you guys having me.
Hell yeah. Dude. Awesome. Thanks for coming out. You guys check out at Ragtop Ready. Dude, fucking check out
Kyler Finney Comedy on Instagram. Fat guy with a Rottweiler shirt.
I have upcoming dates. I am in St. Louis tonight at the Helium. I am in Albany, New York tomorrow night on October 24th with Cam Bertrand. And then we're in Syracuse, New York for the weekend. And then Raleigh Improv Sunday, October 27th. That's all the shows coming up this week, and then I've got shows all the way through the end of the year, including my special taping January 31st at Gramercy Theater in New York City, and you can get tickets and find all of those other shows at ajwilkerson.com. Also, make sure you check out the Patreon. You get a bonus episode of the podcast. You get all the bonus content, all the behind-the-scenes stuff. And you can check that out at patreon.com/TardationNation. See you next week, Tard Yard.
Thanks for coming to the yard.
What in tarnation?